Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Let's head talk to our resident GM, Vinny Serrato, sponsored by Jones Junction. What's going on, Vinny?
Not too much. How you guys doing this morning?
Doing well, doing well. We got word that Marvin Lewis has taken a leave of absence, has some knee issues. You were there yesterday. What's going on with Marvin Lewis?
Now, Marvin came out, you know, and I was talking to him, and then the owner called him over and told him to get off the field, because I think that's what the doctors had wanted, because his ankle was all swollen. It's not his knee. His ankle is all swollen, and he'd been to the hospital the last couple of days, and he had just come from the hospital is what he told me, and, you know, to see, because he thought it was a cyst, you know, so they were testing for cyst and stuff. And then he went back in because he was expecting the results to come back in. And then he said that they would just remove the cyst. Otherwise, if it wasn't a cyst, then it could have been a blood clot, but they did not think that.
Hmm. All right. I wish him
so
well.
He was just going to, yeah. He was going to be gone for one day, maybe 2 days. They know Marvin. And if he's out there, he can't sit in his car. He's got to be out and about and running around and stuff, you know. So, you know, if you've got a big swollen ankle like that, it's not what the doctors wanted.
All right, Vin, let's get to the guys in the helmets. Sometimes it's hard to tell, you know, if it's someone so good or is someone so bad. I'm talking about Carl Lawson, the kid from Auburn, rookie linebacker. He had, a bunch of sacks against different people. He was having no trouble with the offensive line. Is he that dominant, or is the offensive line that bad?
A combination of both, Ed. He's very good. I mean, the AFC North is really lucky this year because there's some outstanding young pass rushers. Tim Williams, Garrett, Lawson, and then Bud Dupree at Pittsburgh, who I'll see today. But, I mean, Lawson, he can get the corner. He can bend. He's got explosive takeoff, and he's got phenomenal hands. So, no, he's the real deal. But the offensive line is horrible. Every coach I talked to, probably five or six coaches that I talked to, every one of them, the first thing they said, if the O-line holds up, if the O-line. And the O-line, they're big, but, you know, they all got, like, skinny calves, and they got no ass. And, you know, so anchoring and being real physical, that wasn't their cup of tea. And the left tackle, Obi from Texas A&M, Lawson was running around him like he was standing still. You know, I mean, he did a bunch of lookout blocks. But the offensive line is not good, Ed. They don't match up well with the Ravens at all just because they're not real physical. They're taller, leaner-type guys, and they're not real physical. And that's exactly what the Ravens are. You know, talking with Jeff Hobson there at Bengals.com, you know, he come to me and said, this is an 11-win team. You know, I said, well, how are you gonna block them? He says, Mixon. Running the ball will help us with our pass protection. And let me just say this. Mixon, he's the real deal. He can run it. He can catch it. He's big. Very thick lower body. Really thick. I mean, they've got three backs 100 times better than any of the Ravens backs.
Skinny calves and no ass. I don't know if you're still talking football here, Vinny. Tell me about the one thing that I'm
talking Ed Drake.
I am afraid of the Bengals offense. Can you confirm my fears, or are you telling me nothing to really be afraid about?
No, they feel like they're as skilled as they've ever been, and which they are. I mean, A.J. Green, I love him. You know, he's the first one in line, does all the drills, leads every drill, goes full speed at everything. He reminds me, the way he practices reminds me of Jerry Rice. You know, I mean, he's like a perfectionist. And he's tall, lean, can run. He's phenomenal. And then John Ross on the other side, he's dressed in full equipment, but he's not cleared for contact yet. But, I mean, you talk about a smooth runner that can really go. He can fly. Flat, fly. I mean, he's amazingly fast. And then LaFell and Boyd are good. You know, so, I mean, they got four good receivers and tight end. They got two excellent. Eifert's amazing.
Eifert always, you know, kills the Ravens.
Yeah, big, thick, can run, got great hands. And then the kid from Rutgers is real good, too. You know, I was talking to their tight end coach, and, you know, when he came out, it was the same time Max Williams came out, and he thought that that's who the Ravens were taking. And he was, of course, happy that they took Max Williams and then they got the Rutgers kid because that's who they wanted. You know, but offensively, if the line could ever hold up, you know, especially in pass protection, they got weapons. And all they do is throw deep. They throw bombs away, man. I mean, they love to throw deep. And they've got some backs. I don't know if they can keep all three. You know, I mean, if they couldn't, well, I'm sure Cleveland would pick one up if they cut one of, you know, Hill or Bernard. But Mixon's a real deal. I was impressed with them, and I was really impressed with Lawson. And then, you know who I wasn't that impressed with? Geno Atkins.
Really?
You know, he looks like he's in the best shape he's ever been in. But just, like, not dominating and quick and explosive, just kind of going through the motions. And that is the biggest thing that I noticed at their camp compared to Ravens camp and Browns camp. There was no coaches getting after anybody's butts. There's no hollering, no screaming, nobody getting after anybody. You know, like Greg Williams gets after people. You know, at the Ravens practice, their coaches get after people. But it was very laid back. They don't say anything. You know, the intensity on the field, maybe because Marvin wasn't there, I don't know. The intensity on the field was not there.
I mean, you've seen the three of the teams in the division now. Obviously, a lot of the Ravens. You've seen the Browns and the Bengals. I mean, it's tough to compare when they're playing each other, but how do you think they stack up as far as the talent?
Offensive skill-wise, Bengals are head and shoulders above everybody. You know, and then Browns, Ravens. You know, Ravens with their two receivers, with Wallace and Macklin, that puts them above, you know, Cleveland. And Cleveland has the best offensive line.
Okay.
And that's probably where it stops. And they all got good young pass rushers. Cleveland's got quarterback issues. Right now the Ravens have quarterback issues. And I think, you know, Cincy and Pittsburgh have the two best quarterback situations going right now.
Here with Vinny Serrato on the road. Okay, Vinny, I mean, you talked about the offensive line is better in Cleveland. You also said great. Jeff Hobson from Bengals.com said it's an 11-win team are the Bengals. Your thoughts, if you could handicap them right now, knowing what you know, how many wins do you say for the Bengals?
See, it all depends on that offensive line. the thing about it is they're not physical, you know, and I don't know. Against the Ravens, they're going to have a hard time running the ball, I believe, just because they're not physical, and with Williams and Pierce and Urban, you know, I mean, that's what the Ravens are. So that's a bad matchup. I'm telling you, that first game goes a long way to both teams' season, kind of sets the direction for which way that they're going to go. You know, do they have the talent to win that many? Sure. If the O-line holds up, I mean, skill-wise, they're as good as anybody. You know, especially if Ross comes and he's healthy and plays, because that's just another added weapon that they've got. But, I mean, you know, they have one of the best receivers in the league, and Mixon is going to be an outstanding runner. They've got probably three of the best backs combined when you put them all together. You know, and they got tight ends are outstanding. So, I mean, they've got weapons. They just – can they hold up? I mean, the defense one time, they ran a blitz, and I think there was eight guys blitzed. Eight guys were at the quarterback. The offensive line and the backs, they all just turned around and looked, and everybody was in the backfield with the quarterback.
Yeah,
that's not good.
Yeah, it's not good at all. Vinny Serrato. So, Vinny, Pittsburgh today?
Yes, Pittsburgh's afternoon.
All right. And then back home. So will you be in studio tomorrow?
Yeah. Nice. Yeah.
There you go.
Hey, let me just say this, Rob. Uh-huh. Like Joe Gibbs said, you can't win with dumb guys. What did Smith do last night on third base?
Yeah. You don't think he should have come home?
No.
It's a contact play.
I didn't see it. Just reading the articles and stuff, they said he should.
Yeah. It's a contact play. It's a tough play to make. It's a
so
tough play
to make.
What's the
latest with the Ravens? Anything new with the Ravens? Anybody else practicing?
No, we had
Humphrey's still. Humphrey's on undisclosed injury. Joe's still not practicing. And
Lewis not practicing?
Don't know about Lewis.
Now, Vinny, the original report for Joe Flacco was 3 to 6 weeks. They came back and said a week. And I said to Ed at that time, I'm going to believe the 3 to 6 weeks. How many weeks you think?
Yeah, I think that they'll have him start practicing the week of the fourth preseason game. which is a short week.
Okay.
So let me just compare the lines real quick. Stanley's better than their first round tackle. The left guard's Lewis. Lewis is more talented, but you know that's their best lineman, Bowling, and their center's tiny. Kind of reminds me of who they used to have, the Ravens. I mean, Bodine is little and gets pushed around. The right guard is not better than Yanda, and the right tackle, Fisher, he's got to be a little better than Hurst. So three of the five linemen are better from the Ravens. So the Ravens' O-line is better, which is saying something.
Yeah, that is saying something because our biggest question mark on the offense right now is the Ravens' offensive line.
Yeah, so. And that is going to be that game. That is going to be – if one of the teams can run it, they're going to win because they're not going to be able to throw it. If you can't run it, you're not going to be able to throw it because the pass rush is going to kill the quarterbacks.
Here with Vinny Serrato, co-host of the Vinny and Haney Show. All right, Vinny, of all the things that you miss about being a part of football, is this the thing you miss more than any?
Nah, watching film, preparing for the draft, that kind of evaluating players. This is part of it. Yeah, I like going to practice and going back in and watching the film and then meeting and talking about it and stuff. You know, the training camp, while I was in San Francisco, it was fun because we went away and it was like you were away. You lived in a dorm and it was football 24/7. You get up, go eat breakfast, you know, you work out, you go to practice. That's when there was two-a-days. And it was 24/7 football. I kind of enjoyed that. And it's totally different now because they just practice one a day, and I think they meet, and they look for ways to, kill time.
Vinny Serrato. Vinny, thanks a lot, my friend. Y'all can hear him again with his co-host Bob Haney a little bit later. Thanks, Vinny.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.